Welcome to Daytime Confidential, the only podcast of its kind, the one-stop source for daytime news, gossip, opinions, and more. Hi, I'm Lisa.
And I'm Luke. In today's podcast, we are talking about all the latest news on General Hospital, Days of Our Lives, One Life to Live, forum posts, listener emails, and much, much more. So stay tuned. Before we get started, I want to give a big shout out to GH fan 767 Sunny Carly Forever.
You almost said Sis Forever.
I know.
I heard you.
I know. Go ahead. For starting the elimination game in the
don't shout
General
that
Hospital.
Out. No. You don't shout out people to get people addicted to crack, do you? No.
But it's hilarious.
It is hilarious, though. I got into it, and I hate that game.
She started the elimination game in the forums, and she went and started off with all these people. Before this podcast, this will air on Monday or Tuesday. This is why we're late. I was playing that thing for like 4 or 5 hours. So big shout out to her. Big shout out to Molly Pop. Molly, you shouldn't have come after Nicholas. I would have left your Maxie alone, but you were coming after my Nicholas. Odie, I know you're wanting Spinelli,
Luke,
but from the looks of it...
Luke.
Huh?
No, stop it.
What?
Let go of the addiction. Let's talk about soap news.
Well, this is soap news.
No, it isn't. It's a game that somebody made up in the forums.
Well, it is a fun
Much
game.
Much as... Hey, it is fun.
Forums.
Luke, put down the crack pipe. Back away. It'll be there when we're done.
Okay.
You're so cute. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Oh, thanks,
see what
Molly
you've
Pop, blah,
see,
blah, blah.
See what you've done to me, GH fan 767.
I
Sunny
had to
Carly
call
Forever.
Luke out, and it's usually the opposite people. What is happening here? Oh, it's a topsy turvy world. Anyways, hey, did you hear that Scott Clifton's leaving General Hospital?
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder why. Well,
actually, we know why.
We
he
know
says.
Why. basically, it's because he's dissatisfied with the fact that his character's become a caricature.
Right. Scott Clifton has confirmed that he is leaving the role of Dylan Quartermain after 4 years, having chosen not to renew his contract. A General Hospital rep confirms his last air date will be sometime in June. Scott comments on his role as Dylan, for the last few months, it has been a struggle to justify really, really poor decisions on Dylan's part. Dylan's an idiot lately, and he needs to be an idiot for the storyline to work. Oh, that is like the best quote ever. That is so subtle. You know, Ted King said it, and now Scott Clifton is saying it. These storylines suck. They are dumbing down these characters. I love it.
And did you also hear the rumor? I don't know where I read it. I think it was someone in the forums had said that apparently one of the new younger male actors who has arrived hasn't taken off the way they expected them to and could possibly be leaving. And apparently people are doubting that it will be Cooper or doubt that it will be Logan because
Cooper. No. ABC, DEFG, not happening.
Well, that's what they're saying. I mean,
not
now
happening.
We'll see if it happens, but they're saying possibly that Logan could stay because L&L with Lulu and Logan is better than Cooper, but I think they're making a terrible mistake if they do that.
That's exactly the opposite. Cooper's the one working, Logan's the one not. And the only reason... Okay,
well, you
and then they made Dylan a schlump the last few months. I don't get it. Anyways,
well,
go
but
ahead.
Everything us fans like... No one else seems to, so...
It's like opposite world. I'm telling you, it's topsy-turvy world. That's the name of this podcast, I bet.
Topsy-turvy world?
Topsy-turvy world. Dylan Quartermain, I guess he had the wrong last name, is being made into a schlump, and even the actor has gotten tired of it, you know? And he goes on to say, the more I let go of Dylan being a part of me, the more Dylan started to break off and die on his own.
It's just sad.
It is sad, because what a... Remember when he was so quirky and fun and different in a good way?
Uh-huh.
When he and Georgie were really clicking and how you just cheered for him? He's an Emmy-nominated actor, very deserving of those Emmy nominations. And then...
You know what? He would be great to be on Bold and the Beautiful with Phoebe.
Okay. Are you trying to make that an hour-long soap? Because we keep moving people to the Bold and Beautiful. Have you noticed that?
Well, you said you didn't like Rick, so I was trying to make you happy. I can never make
you
happy.
Oh, yeah, it's about me, sure. Do you think he'd be a recast Rick? Because
no, I think he could be someone new. I mean, Constantine was on this last week, and Constantine was horrible.
Did you see it?
Yes.
Oi.
I wish I hadn't.
It was painful. And then with Phoebe, too. I mean, she's just...
Well...
Mm.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. That makes Luke look like a, you know, animated character. You know, you're a little, you know, straight. You know, you're the straight man of this podcast, and thank you. That's a talent to be the foil to my goofiness. Thank you so much. And he was so stiff. I thought, okay. He makes, who's stiff in, that sounds terrible. Who's stiff in daytime? Who's a cardboard actor in daytime? He makes Ron Moss look animated, and that's just bad, you know?
Yeah.
I know, I said stiff in a podcast. That could be the title of the podcast. Who's stiff in my... Okay, let's change the subject. Let's go. Steer it away. Well, Dylan's leaving.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, Constantine, I couldn't believe it. I thought, you know, maybe it'll just be him singing. No, he's trying to act and stuff.
There's just some things that people shouldn't do.
Like, say, stiff on a podcast? Yeah.
That'd be number one. Right up there with it.
And who else? What else is going on in General Hospital?
Well, not a whole lot other than everybody's finally finding out that Jerry is Craig. You mentioned sad a little bit earlier regarding Scott Clifton's leaving and the portrayal of Dylan, mm-hmm. but... Young and the Restless this week. Boy, there was a lot of response in the forums about how touching and sad those scenes were. It was spine-chilling stuff this last week on Young and the Restless.
The Newmans do emotion. Oh. They know how to do it. I want more Newman, you know, how you like the business. Mm-hmm. I like the family interaction.
What do you think of Nikki not going to the funeral?
I see both sides of that issue. As a mother, you know. I don't know what I would do.
Well, I thought the lead up to the funeral was very touching. Mm-hmm. I thought the actual touching itself, the funeral itself, was a little bit boring. But
you don't want a string of chorus girls going through the funeral.
Well, it would have been something. I mean, you could have had it where the Newmans all of a sudden decide to have one of those. What is it called? Like when people have big old parties at funerals.
Oh, like the Irish wake and stuff?
Well, I thought they'd do that in, like, New Orleans or something.
Yes, my father-in-law passed away last year unexpectedly, and we had a New Orleans-style funeral, and it was so much fun.
Can you imagine the Newmans doing that?
Oh, we were all sad and everything, but it was what he wanted, and we celebrated his life. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And it was the, you know, all the funerals I had ever been to at that point were all dirge. And there's nothing wrong with that. People need that. Like on The Young and the Restless, people need that. But I would love to see a New Orleans funeral in daytime. You know, like if David Vickers ever died, and I'm not asking that he die because he's one of my favorite characters. But if somebody like that died, you wouldn't expect sadness and tears. You'd expect something quirky.
Oh, so true.
But this was very apropos for Nick. You know, it was the little moments that got to me, like the Victor and the tie, and, you know, and Victoria being very subtle about her broken heart.
I'm loving Victoria sticking it to Brad.
Well, who doesn't? You know? Okay, I really like anybody sticking it to Brad. I just hate Brad, so. I just, you know, Young and the Restless knows how to do funerals. They really do.
What did you think of As the World Turns this week with Carly's return having been back a full week?
I love her. You know, she's just... Isn't Maura West just phenomenal?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just love her. And now Gwen's come across, you know, Cleo. And
well, what I'm trying to figure out is Simon back in town? Is he the one who put the necklace around Vienna's neck? Is that what I saw at the end on Friday's episode?
I didn't see the very end. My DVR cut off. I missed somebody giving Vienna gifts?
Well,
dang it!
Vienna was in bed asleep, dreaming about getting together with Henry. And there
I kind of remember that.
And there was something where like someone was standing behind a curtain and I wasn't paying attention because I was doing other stuff. And one moment the foot was like behind the curtain and then it was gone. When I glanced back up, Vienna was laying on her bed and she had the giant necklace around her neck that like Simon had stolen, or one that sort of looked like it. So I was wondering if Simon's not back in town to sort of frame Vienna for the theft and everything, because earlier in the episode Carly was sitting against a wall and it was she mentioned something about if you were going to do something to save me and help me out, now would be the time to do it, Simon. And then it cut to that, so it was like, are we going to just have Simon running around town that's lurking in the shadows that no one ever sees?
Oh, hopefully Paul Layden's coming back, but they're keeping it under wraps. Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh, that would be
just
such
for
a shocker.
Few episodes to, you know. And we're missing that in daytime, aren't we? The shock. People like us who go on the internet and look at the spoilers and stuff.
Well, and see, and I think that's one of the reasons why the whole thing, like Sharon, like walking in the door when they did it on Young and the Restless, when she was on the plane, everybody thought she was on the plane. I guess I don't really pay attention to CBS or NBC spoilers that much. And so when she walked in the door, it was like, oh my God.
Well, see, I knew that was going to happen, but yeah, it's very dramatic. The direction was perfect. It, you know, good for Young and Restless. When they're on. And when they're not, they're just not.
Their worst day is still better than any other soap in daytime, though.
I don't know. I'm thinking Days of Our Lives is pretty darn good right now, so.
Oh, no. When you have such a huge section of that show that's just sucking, like, the whole Philip, Sean, Bo, Steve.
I fast-forward that.
Yeah.
But Steve does not suck. Steve's great.
Steve and
it's
that storyline sucks.
Sean and Bill and all of that sucks, but.
Well, and speaking of Steve.
Oh, man, do we have to?
We have to, because it was a hot topic on this podcast. There were some other comments about the fact that they thought you were going to kill me.
Well, regarding, you deserved it.
Regarding the whole thing on Patch and Kayla. But you know what? The response to that,
well, it
in
got
the forums.
Talking. I told you. Has, couples where it's at now.
The response in the forums, it's almost evenly split. Half the people agree with me.
No, it isn't.
You go back and look at that.
Okay. The people that agree with you, and nothing against them, because I think daytime needs newer viewers. I'm 100% behind newer viewers. But the people that agree with you are newer viewers. And the people that agree with me are people who have been watching for a while. So, and I understand that people think Lumi's a super couple. That's what I said. I understand why you think that. But technically, They're not. And until Lucas chooses Sammy first, if Carrie came back.
Didn't he just do that?
No. He supported her for once in his life.
This child.
No, if Carrie comes back and says, Lucas, I want you, and he drops Sammy for Carrie, it's done. They're nowhere near a super couple. They have not faced enough together. And stuck together. So that's
I do not agree with you, but that is not. But we had this argument in the last podcast, and so.
But I can talk about it all day.
Yes. Well, we're not going for the sake of time. We're not
going to get into it again. Go ahead, make your point.
My point, though, is that Young and the Restless as a whole is much better than Days of Our Lives as a whole. Because when you have a quarter of a show such as Days of Our Lives that's absolutely sucking, it can't be as good as Young and the Restless.
Well, there's a quarter of Young and the Restless that sucks pretty hard too.
Oh, see, I don't agree on that. But
Fisher Baldwin suck!
They haven't even hardly been on.
Oh, my gosh. But when they're on, it's like the vortex of suckitude. They just suck it all down.
Uh-huh. Well, it's sort of ironic that we haven't discussed All My Children yet. Usually that's one where we're always discussing.
Greenlee.
What did you think this week?
Part of me was like, oh, Greenlee. And then most of the time I was like, would you quit talking, you mouse? Her voice is like nails on a chalkboard. Ryan, don't you love me still? Greenlee would never do that.
Has it been 5 weeks? Can I?
It feels like it, but no. It's only been two.
No, it's more than that.
No, it's only been two.
Because I thought I had till the end of
May. She's lurked.
Okay, well, I'm counting from when she started lurking.
Okay, we'll give it three then.
Because I was thinking at the end of this next week I could finally make an opinion.
It's hard to love her, isn't it?
I'll tell you what. I'm saying this now. I have a feeling that this Greenlee is going to end up being the AMC equivalent. of General Hospital's Carly. We're going to go through some recasts because I just don't see this one lasting.
And there's nothing wrong with the actress.
I honestly believe that. The interpretation is, though, is...
It's just not Greenlee.
No, it's not Greenlee. There's
okay,
no
you
way...
Go ahead. This is your expertise. Go ahead.
There's no way that she would just roll over like she has. There is no.
But she didn't roll over. I think she was trying to manipulate Ryan there.
But there. But
I'm giving her
but,
a pass on that.
But in Fusion, apparently she was saying. I mean, at first it was. It's one of those things where she's saying that she's telling Babe that she should be voting for him out of loyalty. The Greenlee that we know would not be saying you should be voting for me because I gave you these shares. The Greenlee that we know would be coming back and it's like, oh, I have a clause in your shares that say they revert to me, therefore they're mine, and kicking her out on her ass.
But isn't that coming?
Well, it is coming, but I have a feeling it has more to do with Babe because why is Greenlee being sacrificed for Babe? Because Babe's the one who knows about it. Greenlee should have came into Fusion, said, here's this, I've got Simone's shares and I've got my shares, that makes me majority partner, forget this. She should have kicked Annie out on her ass and she should have been there with Kendall and it should have been her and Kendall duking it out.
Well, I think what Greenlee was shooting for, I have to... just defend that just a little bit because it made sense to me, was she thought Babe still hated Kendall and Kendall still hated Babe, which technically they should, but we're going to let that go. And she thought, oh, we'll gang up on Kendall and it'll be fun. That's what she was shooting for. I didn't get the impression that Greenlee felt like she couldn't take Kendall on her own, because she totally could. She could totally think she couldn't, but...
Well, and according to the spoilers, once again, Zach's going to have to rescue Kendall.
Which, I liked what Kendall said this week. You know what? I used to take care of myself. I used to do all this myself, so I will do it myself. And I thought, you know what? Thank you, Kendall. That's right. You used to be a kick-booty woman.
Well, and what's also very interesting is I don't think that her interaction with Jackson was all that great. And at the same time, we have Jackson with Erica doing this stupid reality show, which is sort of cute. It's like, it's nice to see Erica squirming again. But... Mm-hmm. At the same time, I'm getting more entertainment out of her producer than I am out of Erica.
Wow. Did you love the Opal Erica scenes this week?
Will you kill me if I said I fast-forwarded through it?
Let's see, they're gold. They're gold.
They are gold, but it was one of those things where I was trying to get through a whole bunch of episodes, and I wasn't really caring about Erica.
Well, they were really great. And I think the Jackson stuff is cute. I really think it's cute.
I think it's cute. I just think it's sad.
Because of the producer, you like the producer chick better?
No, I think it's sad that Jackson and Erica as a couple have been reduced to this point.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, part of me, while I love Jack and Erica, part of me wanted Erica and Adam to hook up and just take some hobillies out, you know? I just really did, but hey, we'll let that go.
Well, what do you think of Guiding Light this week?
Which part?
Well... Let's start with Wednesday, quite possibly the most annoying Inside the Light episode ever. Note to the powers that be, the idiots in charge, and any other acronym for people in charge of Guiding Light. If you are going to have us watch episodes of a show where you try and condense a whole lot of something into one episode, do not have it involve the continued tolling of a bell. Do not make us watch the agony that people are going through for what appears to be like 3 or 4 days in an hour, because it's only amplified for us, the viewer. We do not care about Josh's inner demons at the top of a lighthouse when bells are tolling. We do not care about Harley and Gus's issues when bells are tolling. We do not care about Cassie's issues with her daughter when bells are tolling. You are much better than this. You have much more potential. Get your act together. Sorry.
I agree with some of what you're saying. Yeah, that bell thing. Oh, whatever. But I do care about Josh's inner demons. I care about Josh. I hate him with Cassie. I hate the... Ugh, he is with Cassie. But I do care about Josh.
Well, and I agree
I
with
love
you.
Josh and Billy together.
I agree with you there, too. I just think that they could have done a much better job in writing
of a background
story.
Well, that's not what you said. You said, I don't care about Josh's demons. And
not
like,
when
well,
I've
I
got
do.
Bells tolling in my background and driving
well,
me nuts.
It was symbolic, even though, yeah, it did drive us nuts and it was stupid. It was symbolic. I do care about Cassie a little bit, I really want her to go crazy and just take out everybody. But anyways, I don't care about Marina, but it was the first time in a long time I found her cute.
Oh,
Because
I
most of the
liked her
time,
with him.
oh yeah, and I haven't liked them together. I've liked him, but when she's quiet and she's just interacting with him and just looking at him, and you can see the struggle, I really liked her. I like Billy and Josh together a lot. Remy was so random, I didn't get that. And then Catalina Light, what's her name? The one that Gus's first love. I call her Catalina Light. It's an old character that's there.
Nope, clue what her name is.
I
She's
don't
of no interest
care.
to me.
I don't care. Gus and Harley need to be Gus and Harley. That's where their magic is. So, while the bells were annoying, at the same time, I appreciated that some issues were being resolved. I'm glad Josh didn't tell Cassie, because when he does tell Cassie, she's gonna go crazy. I love it. So, anyways.
I don't know what to say. I've still got the bells ringing in my ears.
Well, I think the whole town did for a long time, right? I just thought, okay, I've watched this show for 35 years and I don't remember any bells. So, whatever. It's so random, but
Well, and see, that's the type of thing. Why would you throw the bells in there if it hasn't been there for 35 years? I mean,
Well, they rewrite abortions on all
this
my children,
show
I
is
mean.
70 years old. If the bells haven't been working in the last 35, then there's really no point in bringing them back.
Well, he's just trying to do something good, be Josh,
Well,
That's what Josh does.
our producer Mojo went and brought something up
Mojo!
to me, and I haven't discussed this with you prior to the podcast
Oh,
because I wanted
great.
your honest reaction on it.
Oh, I see.
But Mojo was
If I
something.
did that, you'd be mad, but okay, go ahead.
Well, but you're better at handling these type of things
Blah,
than I
blah,
am.
blah. Yes, go ahead.
Mojo, who has been suffering from the flu this last week,
Poor guy. Get well soon, sweetheart.
climbed onto Instant Messenger to tell me that
Climbed on.
he has a theory
Oh, no.
about Joshua Morrow on Young and the Restless,
Wait,
his
wait, wait,
return.
wait, wait. Pause, pause. Was this during the flu era of Mojo last week?
No, it was sort of on recovery.
Okay, so it's recovery theory. Oh, yeah. I can
Yeah.
just imagine. Go ahead.
Okay. So basically, his point was that A, we don't really know when he's returning. B, there hasn't been really much of an outline for the storyline. And I mean, I just assume that Nick will end up with amnesia, falling in love with another woman, and they'll find him about 6 months into it. That's what I assume they do.
That original storyline, yes,
Oh,
go ahead.
yeah, But Mike went and pointed out, he says, he says, look, he says, I've been thinking about this. He goes, what if they bring back Joshua Morrow as Victor Jr. or an entirely new character to take and try and breathe some, like, allow him to try some other things for a while and possibly play either a doppelganger or some other thing on the show and sort of shake up the normal Young and the Restless how it is, streamline or whatever you want to call it. I got thinking to myself, that might be a little bit interesting to see him come back as someone else. Even if we do get Nicholas back later, it would be sort of interesting. So what are
Are
your
you done?
thoughts? Yeah.
Are you guys crazy? Okay, Mike has an excuse. He was sick. What's yours?
I didn't say I liked it. I just thought it was
Yes, you did. You
interesting.
said it might be interesting.
Yeah, it might
It
be
wouldn't be
interesting.
interesting. I'm so sick of Young and the Restless trying to be Days of Our Lives or General Hospital. What makes Young and the Restless work is character-based drama, good writing, and great acting. That's what makes Young and Restless work. So if they're gonna bring in these stupid elements. Oh, he's dead, but not really. It's this doppelganger, but it's really Nick. I hate that crap. Hate it. And that's what puts Young and Restless in a different class than the other soaps. It doesn't rely on those stupid tricks until recently with this new head writer. They don't need to do that. If Nick comes back, it needs to be Nick. I don't, amnesia, maybe. But at the same time, I'd much rather have Nick just come back with some balls and be Nick Newman. I would find that more interesting than a doppelganger. Sorry, Mojo. Get better.
Okay, well, I just figured I'd bring it
Don't
up.
make me chew you again.
Well, and I have a question for you.
My dear, yes.
On One Life to Live, did you like the character of Flash?
No, I hated her. Sorry, yes, why?
Well, because
I know
first
she's
there was
coming back.
rumors that Farrah Fath was coming back as Flash, and now rumors are that Farrah Fath is arriving as an entirely different character that they've
For
created
why?
just for her.
For why? They have enough in her age group right now. I don't understand.
Well, isn't Adriana leaving?
Well, now Melissa Gallo has come out saying, not so fast, guys. That's just a rumor. I have no plans of leaving. So I'm thinking, she's not getting the offer she thought she was going to get. That's just my opinion. But anyways. Okay, we have Natalie. We have Jessica. We have Adriana. We have Farrah Fath's new character. We have Flash. Sarah Gordon's. Not Sarah Gordon. Sarah Roberts still being cast.
But what if they don't bring Flash back if they bring on this Farrah
Well, they're
Fath
saying that
character?
she is coming back, and this new Farrah Fath character is coming back. Who else do we have in that age
Well, then
group?
we have
Layla,
Star is
Star's
on the
growing
young end of
up.
it.
Well, Marcy, she's kind of in that age, but she's married. But at the same time, she's still there. There's a lot of that age group right now. I mean, why? Tate is bombing. Get him out of here. I hear he's going to end up being psycho. I
He's
hear
going to go the
Tate's.
way of Ty Treadway, is that it?
Well, yeah, I think he's going to turn crazy. That's what I hear.
Well, when
And
you
which,
jump on couches, what do you expect?
yeah, he's going to turn into some either crazy stalker, kidnapper, killer guy. Which, hey, fine with me. Get him off my screen. He annoys me. So I just don't understand the point. If she's not going to be Sarah Roberts, what's the point?
I don't know.
Does
I
that make
just thought it
sense?
was an interesting.
It is interesting, but I'm just wondering what the point One Life to Live is. I mean, what are they doing?
Well, speaking of what are they doing on Passions these days?
What do you mean?
Well, you're the one who keeps track of that for this podcast. Tell me what's going on. Did someone not watch Passions this week?
I watched a little bit. I've had a crazy week, people. You don't want to know. Let's just be honest. You don't want to know. Ethan, Teresa. Oh, something happened there. Okay, Teresa had little Ethan, and Ethan thinks that little Ethan is actually his father's child, Alistair's
Oh, and
child.
that's how Teresa's in charge of all the money right now, right?
Right, and so it, well, not really that, but Ethan took away her other baby from him that they share.
Yeah.
And so she's afraid that he'll take little Ethan away too and doesn't ever want him to know. And the he she double found out about it. And it's threatening to tell him, and she's like, "My life is over. My life is over." And that's basically all I remember. I didn't watch it a lot, but what I watched, I was entertained. I'll be honest with you, Passions is
Okay.
entertaining me. I don't know if because I know it's going off the air, or whatever.
Well, technically, it's not going off the air.
Well, you know what I mean, going off the NBC, and I don't know what the direction's going to be, and I'm kind of afraid of for it.
Well, I just figured I'd ask because you're our resident passions person.
Rick Hurst had throat surgery, and one episode had to be he had to be recast for one episode by Nick Kyriazes or something like that.
Kyriakos.
No, what I thought it was when I first saw it, I went Kyriak. No, that's not right. Kyriazes, that's it. Ex Antonio from Sunset Beach. I don't remember him. I
Oh,
should look him up.
God.
He, I know. Oh, the pretty non-acting show? Yeah. They were pretty, but none of them could act.
Well, with the
Anyway.
exception of what's her name, who's now on Bold and the Beautiful.
Which one was that?
Redheaded chick. I can't think of her name at the moment. She played Olivia.
I'm totally blanking out.
She's now on Bold and the Beautiful. She was seducing Eric.
Oh, Leslie Ann Down was on there?
Yes.
How come I don't remember that? Okay. Anyways, I remember Molly Chambers being, I mean, Christina Chambers being on there, who played Molly for a little bit on Ice and Wild Turns. I remember her. I remember a couple other, the really pretty non-acting ones. I don't remember the good. Don't remember the good. Well, anyways, a former Sunset Beach person is taking over for Rick Hurst for just one episode on June 14th. It doesn't say what happened, but he just had to have throat surgery, so.
Well, we wish him well.
Oh, he gets better soon, but apparently he is all better. So, did you get that email from your Pelé
The
telling me to
one
take a Valium?
where she was ranting and ranting and
Telling me to,
ranting.
yeah, she told me to take a Valium.
Okay, well, here we
Like
go.
I need more or something.
She goes, "Sit down, Lisa, and take a Valium. I can honestly say I'm over Jeffrey, and it has nothing to do with his so-called rape. I'm
Wait,
still out."
so cold rape? What is wrong with people? Okay, fine. I will give her this for being over Jeffrey.
I'm still out to lunch on Olivia, but in Cassie's case, I don't consider that rape. She should have
Ooh.
known the difference between her husband and someone else. There are no two men who can kiss the same way or make love the same way. Skank wanted it. There's someone new in my life. Drumroll, Sonny. There's
Oh my
just
gosh.
something about him. Maybe it's like a new love, and it might dwindle with time. But now
Okay.
he makes my liver quiver.
TMI,
Liver quiver?
TMI,
Yeah. But we love you, but we don't need to know about your liver. Like I said
Yes.
before, if he looked at me like he does Carly, body functions would act out. What is up with people and body functions on this podcast? I swear to God.
Is her body function
Luke,
stiff?
just wait till you get older. I started falling apart when I was 28, and it hasn't gotten any
Oh,
better.
great.
Enjoy it while you can.
Oh, New York Belay, don't tell him that, honey. I love her more than any. I love her more than my luggage, seriously. But Sonny? Well,
It
all right.
had you
Different
have to
strokes for different
figure.
folks.
Well, okay, speaking of Sonny though, what do you think of him and Catherine?
I like her.
I'm trying to remember. Tina was telling me what their new
She's
squish name
awesome.
is. What the new squish?
Sack?
It's like sack, and it was like there was.
Saccharin. That's it. Gotta be saccharin.
Well, yeah, and I was thinking to myself, well, it could be something, but I don't know that it's appropriate for mention on the
Oh.
podcast.
I got you. I'm with you.
I was like, and I like the Catherine Howard character. I think that
I do too.
be a
She
bit.
intimidated Carly. She didn't take crap from some. I like her.
Well, but once again, Sonny started manipulating her,
Well,
and
the magic
it's
penis is in effect, my friend.
yeah.
He who holds the magic penis is in charge.
What is it, a water hose? I mean, like putting out fires or something?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you went there.
Well, we had another listener, Caroline, write us. "Dear Luke and Lisa, let me just say that your Daytime Confidential is so hilarious. Thank you so much for providing these very funny best ofs or screw up lists. I'm a dear listener from Germany," which I think is our first
Woohoo!
person from Germany we've had.
Well, Octoon!
Yes, and there we only have Bold and the Beautiful. Unfortunately, not any of the other American soaps. But nevertheless, I love your show and listen to every new podcast as soon as it is
Aww.
available. In terms of Bold and the Beautiful, we are also about a year and a half behind your episodes in the U.S., and so I'm a sucker for any information about recent storylines. And although I have no real clue about Guiding Light, As the World Turns, Days of Our Lives, or All My Children, I enjoy your show very much. When Eileen Davison showed up on Bold and the Beautiful in March, I started watching Y&R clips on the internet to learn something about her past, to
Really?
feel not too much left in the dark, since not being able to watch it every day since 25 years, like you guys in America, makes it quite difficult to understand things like her family connections or Abby's origins. Hopefully your show will continue for some years. And Luke, especially, I will surely never send you any hate mail because of your lists, since these are your lists
Oh.
and only your lists, and surely have the right to have a different opinion from Lisa's ones. Love you guys, your
Oh.
Carolyn." Thank
Did
you.
somebody threaten your life?
It's so nice to know that I'm entitled to my own lists.
Yeah, did somebody threaten your life?
Well, considering you've like tried reaching through the thing and
No, that's
strangling
just
me.
about Lumi because you're crazy, but I don't remember threatening you.
You always make fun of my lists.
Well, you make fun of mine. That's okay.
I don't
That's
necessarily
why
make
we
fun of your
work.
I don't necessarily make fun of your
Oh,
list. I
okay.
make fun of some of the people on your list, but
Okay. Do you get to be chewy again?
no.
What? You don't?
Speaking of people from overseas,
I
well, I
have
guess
wait,
not
actually,
overseas, but internationally, I should say.
stop that segue. Stop it. Because I have an email. Okay?
Okay.
Tracy Michelle.
Okay.
she writes and says, "Okay, I know I'm late, but life happens." This is the picture. She sends a picture of her with her winnings from the contest that we gave her.
Aww.
It's the autographed picture of Julie Marie Berman and the Luke and Laura t-shirt. Her little daughter's wearing it.
Aww.
I know. And the daughter is a big fan of Guiding Light. And of which character on Guiding Light?
Please tell me it's not Cassie.
No. Who? Come on.
I don't know.
Reva. Isn't that great?
Oh, that's great.
This little 10-year-old loves Reva. I just love that. She loved Jonathan and Tammy and was really mad to see them go. She also watches As the World Turns with me. Big Will and Gwen fan, and Carly, too. So glad to have Maura back. She also watches Days when she gets a chance. With school being out, I'm sure she'll be caught up in no time. Well, I hope you enjoy the picture. If you decide to ever post pictures on the webpage, you have my permission to use it. Okay, the reason why I wanted to read this email real quick, her daughter is 10 and a half, and she's watching soaps with her mother.
Yep.
Hello, networks. Stop shooting for the younger demographics. Shoot for the mothers who are getting their children addicted. Who is her favorite character on Guiding Light? It's not Marina.
It's Reva.
It's not Ava. It's not Cassie. It's Reva, a core character with backbone. She likes who on As the World Turns? Carly. Come on. I just thought that was very apropos, and I thank you, Tracy, for Michelle for writing in. I appreciate it. I'm sorry I messed up your segue.
That's okay. You're welcome to mess them up. You
baby.
Always we mess up each
other. I don't say
other's.
I always do.
We mess up each other's segues, but that's okay.
I don't mean to mess them up.
Well, we had the international email from Germany, and we also Woo-hoo! Were made aware that we'd gotten some more iTunes reviews on. The Canadian store, so we wanted to go there and read it. Folks, we appreciate you writing reviews. Woo-hoo! Keep it up. We are now on to page 2.
I know.
We're now on to page 2, so we're working towards page 1, so it takes your guys' reviews. I think that if you take and rate other people's reviews, if it was helpful to you and you say yes, I think that might also play something, though I have no proof for that. But keep writing those reviews, in whether it's the Canadian store, the American store, the Australian store. I can't read it if it's in the Spanish store or the Norway store, but thank you. Anyways, or in advance. But please go and keep writing those. We do appreciate it. So we have Ronna Lee from Canada who writes, "Awesome podcast. This podcast is awesome, wonderful, fantastic, sensational, marvelous, phenomenal, and terrific. Luke and Lisa playfully discuss each of the daytime soaps and are honest in their praise and criticism of current storylines. I love the weekly top 5 or 6 or 7, depending on Luke's list. My only criticism is that they do not produce enough shows." Wait a minute. Ooh. I thought we read this one.
Well, keep going. Shoot. Give her a thrill.
"My only criticism is that they do not produce enough shows during the week. Love you guys."
Yeah, we have read that one, but hey.
I thought, wait, well, there was someone who said they'd posted one in here, and that was, oh, wait a minute. That's
yeah,
why.
And it didn't show up. Remember? She said that now. I remember it now. Well, there's one called Great Show by TX Something. It cuts off, and I'm sorry, TX Something. I really would like to read yours, but I think it's TX Dude. I think that's right, if my memory serves.
Why does yours always cut off?
I don't know. It's crazy. I must have some window issue. Anyways, you have a Mac. I have Windows. That's how it goes. In an online world where podcasts spring up, spit out 3 or 4 shows, then vanish, DC keeps working and putting out shows for our soapy pleasure. Luke and Lisa, John and Laura, are great hosts and always make me laugh. I have a love-hate relationship with soaps and frequently go through periods where I flat out stop watching them in disgust, but I still listen to this show to keep up with what I'm missing. Subscribe now! That's a great one.
Yes, we love your reviews. That
okay,
is
Kate,
nice.
Kate S. writes, "Wow, just love it. Best podcast, funny, and feeds my soap addiction. I usually agree with Lisa." Yes! "But I love each of their point of views. Best hands down. I posted a comment on this before, but it wasn't posted. It makes my week. Love them, and I love it." Aww.
And then we have EJ Can Light My Fire, who writes...
Oh, did you get there? Go ahead.
May further soap addiction. If you don't mind people thinking you are a tad bit insane because you are laughing, voicing disagreement, or straight up having a full conversation with your computer screen while you listen to Daytime Confidential, this podcast is for you. I've been an avid listener for 6 months now. Daytime Confidential is by far my favorite podcast. It's fun, interactive, and hilarious, and highlights the good and the bad aspects of soaps. You don't have to watch all the soaps to love to hear Luke and Lisa talk about them all. Talk about all of them. However, they can get you hooked on soaps you never watched before, so beware, you may find yourself dedicating more, even more time to daytime television.
Oh, that's a good one.
Now, there we go. They should have us on as, like, soap commentators on, like, SoapNet or something. Maybe we could increase soap ratings.
Well, I'm thinking we need, I still think we need to watch Passions for a week and do, like, the Mystery Science Theater 3000 thing.
Huh?
Just... You ever watch Mystery Science Theater 3000?
No.
Okay. They basically watch a movie and then comment the entire time during the movie. And just say things that they're thinking, first thing out of their mouths. Like, you know, somebody goes in for a kiss. They're like, oh, great, lip lock. Oh, hope, he, you know, there's no slobber on her cheek. You know, stuff like that. I would love to do that. Just a podcast where we're listening to a soap. And we're just saying things, you know, oh man, you know, he's really short and EJ's like, you know, when EJ and Lucas are in the same scene and EJ just towers over Lucas. Yeah, little man. So I really like EJ Can Light My Fire. I think that's the funniest sign in name because really EJ can light any fire.
And we have one last one from Scoboot. Did you want to read that one?
Oh, you go ahead and read it. I get a kick out of it.
You get a kick out of me messing up, don't you?
Well, it's cute. Go ahead.
One of the best. This is the first of what I call Luke's trilogy of podcasts. I love them all, but the chemistry of Luke and Lisa is the best. I love their bickering, and I'm usually in agreement with Luke. But that could be because I'm also a guy. All in all, I love the fact that even though I never watched any ABC soaps, I know all about Sonny's magical unit, McTavish's firing.
Oh, ew, ew, ew! Sorry.
And that Todd and Blair are through. Luke and Lisa, keep up the good work and enjoy your success. P.S. Try Primetime Pulse and Movie Junkie Podcast. They are great, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. This is
about
like,
the MP.
This is like the perfect listener because they are cross-promoting the other podcasts for us.
Is it Sco, Scoo, Scow, Scoboot, Scoboot?
Scoboot. I'm just calling it Scoboot.
Well, okay, that's fine. That's really good. Okay, I just got an email, personal email. All right, I'm not going to tell you who it is. I get lots of personal emails from listeners. I don't know. They think I'm their friend, and I am. I love you all. You're all
what?
My people.
You guys don't like emailing me? I'm hurt.
Well, I'm a girl. You know, that's just how it goes. All right, it said, I remembered something about the podcast. It was one of your uncensored ones. You were talking about... you remember how I was talking about affairs with professors, how I never thought about that as a fantasy. This is what I assume it's her goes on to say, y'all were talking about having affairs with professors. I had one with my history professor during my first round in college. Some of the students and one other professor knew about it, but we didn't have problems with management. And if you're wondering, no, I didn't get an A for the class. Is that not hilarious? I don't know. I don't know if this person's a girl or a boy. I don't know. I assume it's a girl, but wow. Hey, I didn't know, and wow. How fun is that?
Yeah.
Seeing the life played out on the Young and Restless screen. How fun.
Well, and before we go, this is going to be 60-something episodes, 65 episodes or something like
60-ish.
That.
60-ish.
Yeah, something in the 60s. I'll know better when I edit it tomorrow. But
maybe just 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
As bad as this has gone.
But
yes, dear,
we are closing in on our 100th episode, and
boom, boom.
Because the 50th episode caught us a little bit short.
Boom, boom.
And so we would love your ideas on what to do for 100th episode. I've got some ideas boom, in boom. Mind that I haven't told Lisa about yet, which she'll probably
never does,
kill me.
As you apparently know.
She'll probably kill me, but we'll see if it happens.
We
or
never
not.
Agree. You know, we talked about our ME podcast. No.
No, I said that we could do that ME podcast that way. We just have to see what the background noise is for audio quality.
Whatever.
Go ahead.
So we would love your ideas for the 100th podcast and what we could do to celebrate that, because with more time to be able to plan for it, we might be able to do something more fun or unusual. So until next time.
What? Do we have to go so soon? I've loved being with you so much.
And I love being with you, too.
Blah, blah, liar. But
I just love how you always put words in my mouth. It's just so great.
Isn't it? I'm just so good at it. You know. But thanks for the lie. It makes me feel better, so appreciate that.
So, on that note, folks, email us at dc@tvfanonline.com.
If you dare.
Drop by the forums at tvfanonline.com.
Don't go to the GH forum. Don't go to the GH forum.
Yes, do. I would also like to give a special shout out to Ozzy Bryan from Australia and
don't you love him?
Sudsy Kristen, who have both been writing some guest columns for the site.
They are wonderful. Molly Pop, love you.
Yes, we love
Jor
you too.
Jorpalay, always love you. And oh, who wanted me to call him their girl? Oh, it's Lizzie's mom. You're my girl.
So until next time, so long, folks.
Bye, guys.